This week in West Virginia history, Civil War General Benjamin Kelly died in Maryland on July 16, 1891 at age 84. The New Hampshire native had moved to Wheeling in 1836, working as a merchant there for more than two decades. In 1851, he became freight agent for the newly arrived Baltimore and Ohio Railroad. When the Civil War began, Kelly formed and became colonel of the pro-Union 1st Virginia Infantry. Leading his troops into battle on June 3, 1861, he was severely wounded at Philippi and then promoted to brigadier general. Kelly's principal duty throughout the war was to guard the vital B&O line in Maryland and West Virginia, particularly from Confederate raiding parties such as those led by the famed McNeil's Rangers from the Moorefield area. In August 1863, federal authorities, acting on Kelly's orders, arrested the wife and four-year-old son of Captain McNeil. Seeking revenge a year and a half later, McNeil's Rangers kidnapped Kelly and his superior, General George Crook, in Cumberland, Maryland, one of the most embarrassing Union incidents of the war. After the war, Benjamin Kelly served in numerous government posts. He's buried in Arlington National Cemetery. For more information on Benjamin Kelly, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.